The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, September 28th.
After the game, we had too many mistakes and didn't give ourselves the opportunity that we needed to win. And I always start with myself. I mean, I could have definitely put the guys in a better position than I did. And I think after talking to our players and you got the same feeling from them that, you know, they took responsibility where needed. And that's kind of how where we're at. And I think it's important that that part took place. but we all had a piece of this, and we need to take care of business and fix the issues. So clean it up. That's what we'll start doing here tomorrow when the players come in.
The Chiefs have plenty of things to address after Sunday's loss to the previously winless Indianapolis Colts. As head coach Andy Reid mentioned, they'll look to address those mistakes this week ahead of Sunday night football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's worth monitoring throughout the week as the Tampa area has been placed under a hurricane warning with a tropical storm named Ian moving in and expected to hit between Wednesday and Thursday. If the storm does impact Sunday night's game, the NFL has announced it is likely to move the game to the Midwest to avoid using any of Florida's state resources during a public emergency. It is possible we could see the Chiefs take on Tampa in Minneapolis as the Vikings travel to London this weekend to take on the New Orleans Saints. Ahead of their Week 4 matchup, the Chiefs did, in fact, cut kicker Matt Amendola, who missed a PAT and a crucial fourth-quarter field goal in Sunday's loss to the Colts. The Chiefs could look at more kickers this week if they feel like Harrison Butker can't return, or maybe we'll just see them roll with the best safety kicker in the NFL in Justin Reed.
Yeah, so really everybody has their area that they contribute to, and we go through and stack the plays and work it from there without giving too much there. But we have a pretty good idea what order we're going in. Then we just talk through it. I mean, EB and I talk through it. Nags does this year, like Mike did last year. Joe Blaymeyer's part of it. Everybody kind of has their part that they're that we talk through and make sure that we're seeing things right. But listen, inevitably, it's my responsibility to make sure that the right things get in at the right time. So, and that comes strictly onto me, that part. I thought our guys, you know, they were, the communication was very well and good yesterday, and EB was great with the quarterback on the headset and getting things in and that. But we got to get the guys into a rhythm. And I didn't think that took place yesterday. It was spurty at best. And you can't, you know, you don't want that.
All right, so Andy Reid didn't exactly answer my question on who's actually calling the offensive plays, but one thing we know for sure is the Chiefs have to do better on Sunday than they did against the Colts in Week 3. The Bucs defense has been one of the best units in football through 3 weeks. Tampa is coming off a 14-12 loss to the Green Bay Packers, but their defensive unit has been a menace so far this season. They lead the NFL in points per game, only giving up an average of 9 through 3 weeks. They are tied for third in the league with 11 sacks and tied for the league lead in forced turnovers with 8. Todd Bowles, who took over head coaching duties for Bruce Arians, is a defensive coach who's got his unit playing like one of the best in the NFL. Reed, Eric Bieniemy, and Matt Nagy, or whoever is really calling the plays, will have to figure things out before Sunday.
Yeah, Mick, you know, I wasn't anticipating that. This one was a different one. We started off with some kind of crazy situations that took place, and we've got to learn to grow from this, from some of the things that took place here. And whether it's young players or old players, we've got to grow and use it as a learning experience here for us. But I haven't correlated that with coming off the Thursday games. I do know what happened yesterday, though.
So the whole Andy Reid record after a bye thing doesn't exactly work for the Chiefs after a mini bye following a Thursday night contest. With the Chiefs' Week 3 loss, Andy Reid is actually 5-6 during his time in Kansas City after a Thursday night game. There's plenty of factors going into this stuff, and the turnaround time to prepare for a Thursday night on top of injury factors and trying to keep your guys healthy obviously does have long-term ramifications. Thankfully, the Chiefs got their lone Thursday night contest out of the way, and they'll only have two more quick turnaround contests this season coming on Monday, October 10, against the Raiders, and Saturday, December 24th, against the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, it sucks, man, because I blame myself for that. We were stirred down. We got off the field. Defense fell hard. And I kind of put us in a situation to get back on the field, and then we got scored on. And that sums up the game, so I take that one. It was my fault. It was definitely my fault. As a veteran player on this team, I got to be better, you know, with those type of things, especially those situations. But it won't happen again for me. I'll take full blame. Apologize to my team, you know, for putting us in that type of situation. It was third down. We was off the field. Would have gave our offense the ball.
We'll find out later this week if the NFL does decide to fine Chris Jones for that late-game penalty that no doubt impacted the outcome of Sunday's game. The flag seemed unnecessary, but as Jones said after the game, he has to be better in those situations. He's a veteran leader on this team, and he has to know not to put himself in those crucial game-deciding situations where a referee's decision can impact the outcome of the game.
I think that mentally this team has a good fortitude to where, you know, when bad things happen, we're able to move on to the next play. It was just, you know, last week whenever we were able to turn the tide on the game, and, you know, this week, that's just how the NFL goes sometimes. So I don't think that this is anything that's going to be detrimental to us as a program, to the mentality of the locker room. I think we're all still hungry to be successful, and we're just going to be chopping at the bit after we watch this tape to get ready for our next opponent.
Whereas safety Justin Reed might be new to the Chiefs locker room, this kind of early season adversity isn't new to this team. It's well documented. They started 3-4 last season, going through their normal growing pains before figuring things out and hosting another AFC title game at Arrowhead Stadium. Tampa Bay represents a strong test for this unit that has shown significant improvement through the first 3 weeks of the season. While the Bucs offense has actually been down compared to past seasons, you have to figure in the absence of key players that is possible. Mike Evans will return this week after serving a one-game suspension. Chris Godwin might be a long shot as he deals with a hamstring injury. And Julio Jones, who sat out last week's contest, reportedly wanted to play, but the Bucs didn't want to push him, so it's safe to say he could be available on Sunday against the Chiefs. The Bucs have also seen a number of key offensive line injuries so far this year, and no doubt has contributed heavily to those early season offensive struggles. Whether this game is in Tampa or Minneapolis, it should be another great game between Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And that's it for the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, September 28th. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Park Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's the Great British Chiefs Show with our first deep dive into this weekend's matchup. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.